abundant power. Abundant power is what God uses to work in us. God's power is stronger than anything on earth. The full, glorious, abundant power of God working in us is an amazing happening. This is a strong and wonderful promise to hold on to through life. Ephesians 3:30 tells us, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." Believing in Jesus, God's risen Son, as our Savior, makes our lives new. God will forgive us our confessed sins through Jesus and begins to do wonderful things in our lives. Those things are greater than anything we could think of, dream up, or ask to receive. The things God does in the lives of believers are greater than those we could ever hope to imagine. They are, in fact, far greater than we could think of as humans. Our verse today tells us that they are not just abundantly greater. The working of God in our lives is exceedingly abundantly above all that we could think or ask. In other words, God has a plan and is working that plan in our lives when we are His. That plan of God for us is far, far, far more wonderful than our human minds could conceive. There is nothing to add to it. There is nothing better than His plan for you. It is the plan that God has for you and me, and it is the best possible thing that our lives could ever hope to be. God will make us into that which is the best you and me that you and I could be. It is nothing to do with anything that we have done or could do or could hope to do. It comes from the mind and heart and ability of the God of the universes, and He is carrying out this plan in our lives because we have asked Christ into our lives as Savior. We are God's children, and our loving and holy Father is doing exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. The power of God. He, our powerful and loving Father God, does all this wonder with the power of Himself. What a thought. We were sinners, now turned forgiven believers through the sacrifice of our Savior Jesus. Furthermore, God the Father is working on our behalf to make us the sons and daughters He created us to be. God made a way to forgive us through Christ and restore us to Himself, and has now poured His power into us to make us people for His glory. His power in us is working more wonderfully than the human mind can grasp. Thanks be to God Almighty. We can only fall on our knees and thank Him. We realize we don't have the words to thank Him enough, or the intellect or ability to grasp the glory of what our God is weaving in our lives. It is another hallelujah moment, but one that lasts for eternity.